scrimmage today. How do you think it went?
You know, it was good. I thought we were crisp. We've had two really good days of practice on Monday and Wednesday both. And so I thought today was good. You know, we came out and looked fresh, and guys ran around. It was physical, like we needed it to be. And I thought, I thought both sides of the ball executed some things pretty well. So that was a good day.
The receivers did a lot better, especially early on.
Yeah, we caught the ball better. I mean, last week was, you know, I think that's the thing that you know, these guys can catch the ball. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden they forgot, you know, how to catch it. So they just had to do it, and they caught it better today and made some more plays. And you know, it wasn't perfect, but it certainly was a lot better than last week.
Tevin continues to break some big runs.
Yeah, Tevin's, you know, Tevin's got a kind of a different gear. What happens, too, is, you know, the defense, offensively, we get a little bit of a drive going. All of a sudden, put him in there, and he's fresh, and defense starts to wear down a little bit. He's got a little tendency to pop one, and popped a couple today, and, you know, really looked like the guy we thought he was going to be. You know, looked fast, and the thing it's that Tevin does, and people don't realize, is he runs really physically, you know, for a little bitty guy. He's a physical guy, runs hard, does a great job finishing runs, and so he's going to be a great compliment, you know, to Ray and Hunter next season.
The defense gave a couple of big plays there. Obviously, Hayden on the other side. But other than that,
I thought they did a pretty good job. You know, like I said, I thought, especially the first group, you know, I thought we did a good job rushing the passer for most of the day. IK is still a guy that's tough to block. You know, he can really run. He's active. He's playing extremely fast. He's a good technique. And so he's been a consistent guy for us all the spring. You know, thought it was pretty good. I've got to look at the tape and kind of see. But you know, thought we played a little bit better up front at times. Today, I thought we were a little bit more sound in our gaps in the run game. And did a pretty good job rushing the passing.
What was going on with the Miss America thing?
Yeah, Kano here is Mr. Louisiana Tech, so we kind of wanted to coronate him as the best that we could. And, you know, we were trying to get a crown out here, but we couldn't find him.
Coach, who today stood out for you individually?
Well, you know, it always helps to go back and look at the tape. But I thought Colby was pretty sharp throwing the football. You know, I thought Quentin was obviously a lot better today than he was a week ago in that scrimmage. You know, I thought he competed harder and caught the ball better. You know, I thought Rufus Porter defensively kind of stood out a little bit. It seemed like he was around the ball a bunch, making some plays. You know, IK, as I said earlier, has kind of been a guy that's, you know, tough to block on a pretty consistent basis. I thought Antonio Mitchell looked like he did some pretty good things as well. So, you know, we'll get the tape looked at and see. But I thought it was a pretty good day. You know, Jamel Johnson, I've been really pleased with the way he's tackled in the open field. I thought he did some good things today. You know, made a couple of, you know, critical tackles in the open field. So, been really pleased with his tackling and his improvement as well.
And are you still happy with the depth on both sides of the ball so far?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, we got a couple of guys dinged up. We're down a couple of guys at Y. You know, Greenwald's got a pulled hamstring, and Bree's a little bit beat up, so we're kind of down there. Cooper Lewis did some good things, you know, walk-on player for us. I thought he caught the ball pretty well. I thought he was pretty physical blocking, made a couple of nice runs after he caught it. You know, but you know, we're developing that. I mean, that's the good thing is, you know, as I've said before, the second offensive line, I think, is probably the most improved unit on our team. You know, Larry Banks is pushing Oscar at the tackle spot. I've been really pleased with those guys. Kano is really inconsistent as a center and really starting to come on. And, you know, just been really pleased with those guys. You know, Houston Lantrip's making improvements steadily. So it's been good.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Okay.